Hörverstehen Englisch 2022. Fachhochschulreife Baden-Württemberg. Haupttermin. Sie hören jeden Text zweimal. Aufgabe 1a.
Hello and welcome to Current Issues here on Fresh Air. My name is Cynthia Rauer. 4 in 10 children in the U.S. live in households struggling to afford basic expenses. Now, as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, the House and Senate have passed a child benefit, the first of its kind in the United States. Rob Ford from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities provides us with further information.
Unlike former benefits aimed at poor children in the United States, this one comes without lots of red tape, time limits, or work requirements. You know, we will simply send a check every month to families that qualify. Families making up to $150,000 a year get $300 per month per child under age 6 and $250 per month for children over 6. This money, combined with other enhanced benefits in the package, could actually cut child poverty in the US by half.
Single mother Christina Holly, 29, earned $40,000 this past year. She says,
I'm so stuck on grinding away and earning money and bringing in income that I can't find the time or the energy to focus on my children. With the child benefit, the first word that comes to mind is independence. The new benefit will help in two ways. I think that it will allow me to have the time I need to develop not only as a mother, but as a professional woman.
Joanna Ain, Associate Director of Policy at Prosperity Now, a nonprofit focused on expanding economic opportunities for low-income households, wrote an email earlier on. She states, receiving a guaranteed monthly income could be a game-changer for many low-income families who have been particularly hurt by the pandemic. These people were more likely to be threatened by redundancy or work in jobs that couldn't shift to remote work. The stability of having an amount of money that comes each month will improve their quality of life immediately. Julius Barber, father of 3, is skeptical.
Sure, the new child benefit will help with household finances, maybe even with medical costs, and not just with entertainment. However, we need to be careful of printing up too much money, because it's going to be our children and grandchildren who are going to see higher taxes. And, I'm afraid, we'll soon need this money, for example, to prevent poverty amongst seniors.
Thank you, Julius, and thanks to you all for taking part in our show today.